USADA News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Joey.
It's 9.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump on Twitter is threatening to strongly regulate it or shut it down. The company flagged two of his posts claiming expanded mail-in voting would lead to fraud.
Under those tweets, there is now a link that says get the facts about mail-in ballots that leads users to a page that fact-checks it. The president has not, up to now, faced any kind of pushback from Twitter about his tweets. Currently, all states have absentee ballot voting, which means ballots are mailed in and counted in elections.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Disney World and SeaWorld present coronavirus reopening plans to a Florida County task force today.
The plans are reportedly similar to those approved last week for Universal Orlando to reopen June 5th, including ways to social distance, such as leaving some seats on rides empty. Also encouraging frequent hand washing and requiring masks and temperature checks for guests and workers.
Fox's Carmen Roberts. America's listening to Fox News.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Two Alabama counties have now made the list of the top 10 counties in the country for the highest burden of COVID-19 cases. According to FEMA documents, Lowndes and Bullitt counties have been placed in the high burden growing category. The Alabama Department of Public Health is reporting more than 5,000 new coronavirus cases in the last 2 weeks. There have been over 15,000 confirmed cases across the state. Health officials say nearly 8,000 people have now recovered from the virus. And a Lowndes County teen is now facing a murder charge after a shooting over the weekend in Hope Hole. Deputies responded to a call on County Road 26 Saturday morning and found 33-year-old Terrell Edmonds unresponsive at the scene. A 15-year-old has been arrested and charged in the case. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Radar had a lot of rain on it yesterday, but it was mostly light rain. Today, I think it's going to be more colorful. And by more colorful, with yellows and reds on there, some of the storms could be strong by later on this afternoon and this evening. We are in a marginal severe weather risk today and tomorrow, with a high today in the low to mid-80s. I think the main risk would be damaging wind gusts, but I can't rule out some quarter-size hail and a couple of storms. Tonight's low 68. Tomorrow, with scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs in the upper 80s, it appears that some of those storms could be on the strong side as well. More scattered storms Friday, mid-80s, and the storms thin out over the weekend with just a slight chance Saturday, and we should be dry Sunday. Sunday's high in the upper 80s. Right now this morning, 73 degrees, cloudy skies, east winds at 7 miles per hour here at 5 minutes after 9. When I was a little boy, and there was Gemini was going on, and the Apollo missions, the networks would not only cover the launches and the splashdowns, they would, in the middle of the night at 2:40 a.m., they would come on with a retro burn, and I would set my alarm as a little boy to everything to do with the space race. Single thing.
I saw the news blurb on this last night, early evening. It just reminded me of how incredible these sorts of things are and these accomplishments are.
Oh, it's amazing.
And it's not just the innovation and the tech, which is a remarkable story unto itself, but the courage to get into a brand new spacecraft and go back up into, you know, the final frontier, as they would call in science fiction. And it's just... I see what you're throwing down, Rich.
The way television brought it to you, too, with, you had Walter Cronkite, you had Chet Huntley, David Brinkley. The way the networks covered it was so grandeur. I mean, it was so huge.
And isn't it amazing, and I've had this conversation, too, about, like, nuclear weapons. Yeah. Like, we get so used to it. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, yeah, we went to the moon.
Yeah, and then we're done.
Wait, no, this thing that was like a mythological entity for thousands of years for human beings, we actually stood foot on it.
Kids don't realize.
All right.
You know what I used to do? My life was everything before the moon landing and everything after the moon landing. That's how big a deal it was.
Right.
We went to the moon.
And I had my buddy show me, I think it was the Dells performing some old soul band in 69 performing. And there's two interesting things about this video as a TV performance. Number one, there's green screen, early green screen technology.
Yeah.
So you can see sort of this halo effect around them.
Uh-huh.
And then, but behind them on the green screen, because it doesn't fit the song, it's like a song about, like, I lost your baby and I'm crying. You know, yeah. The very vulnerable soul music of the 60s. But behind them are images of Earth and of the moon from space.
That's cool.
Because it had just happened. And so it wasn't just for you. I think it was the whole world.
Number one on the radio was In the Year 2525 by Zagrin Evans. And David Bowie had just done
Life on Mars.
Ground Control to Major.
Space Oddity.
Yeah.
Oh, what a great song. I love this stuff. So, we'll definitely cover it a little bit.
And all the networks are covering it today. You remember when launches became so passé that networks stopped covering it.
Yeah.
All the networks are interrupting this afternoon with space coverage.
3:33 supposedly our time.
3:33 our time this afternoon. And weather is an issue.
Right.
Don't tell Mr. Storms. Vance.
Yeah.
Three.
Could be
three,
some
three.
Storms. Yeah. All right, guys. Have a good one.
Take care, Rich.
Appreciate it, Rich. News and views will begin in mere moments.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all. From brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
I'm Barry Moore, and I want to represent you in Congress. We shut down the greatest economy the world had ever seen because of this coronavirus. Let's open our businesses back up, our factories, our restaurants, our salons, our movie theaters, most importantly, our places of worship. Just reopening this economy is not enough. We need to bring manufacturing back to America, where it belongs. American manufacturing means American jobs. It's a matter of national security. I'm Barry Moore, Republican for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress.
In the midst of hardship and financial insecurity, Guardian is still here to serve you, ready to help you meet your financial needs through loans, consolidated saving, digital banking options, and more. Guardian, still here to serve you. Call us at 334-244-9999 or visit myguardiancu.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
Every home has have-to-dos and probably some want-to-dos. The Home Depot can help you do both with the things you need to make things work a little better or take care of something you've been meaning to do. Maybe do something to start summer. We have the low prices to make it all doable. Order online and get free delivery on orders over $45. Whatever you need to do or want to do, we can help you get it done. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Some delivery exclusions apply.
At Advance Auto Parts, we want to make sure your vehicle is ready to roll when you are. So when it's time to get back on the road, we offer free battery testing and installation with batteries starting at just $79.99. And right now, you can do your part to help a community hero stay on the road. Visit AdvanceAutoParts.com to nominate someone who deserves our support, and you could each win $1,000. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
If you want to get it on the program. Now, this part of this song goes out to Randall. It's the helicopter circle. All the theories getting deep. There's a lot we can cover today. There it is on our screen, Eddie. What does it say? Protesters clash with Minneapolis police after death of man in police custody. George Floyd is his name. I've seen the video.
Hard to watch, man.
The Minneapolis officer with his knee on the guy's neck, and oh, that was tough to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there it is again.
Just so callous. There's four of them there.
Right. And I'm saying this, too, because these sort of stories are so tragic. It is a bramble patch to cover without getting caught up into the usual narratives. But I'll just say there were officers that reached out to me this morning, talk about how their commentary on this. Mm-hmm. And these are one guy said, hey, I've given necessary beatings before. And that's the exact way he termed it. But when he saw this, shaking his head like everybody else, I'm not trying to make a big commentary on it. My point is just this is unconscionable. And another thing we see in the midst of all the news about the pandemic,
mm-hmm.
all the fear and that's being sown either for political gain or good intentions in order to get people to behave how they want. But it's just frustrating that I mentioned this yesterday, Eddie. The news media,
mm-hmm.
they're shocked. Shocked that people aren't listening to them when it comes to social distancing and masks.
Well, they're used to being able to say, we know better.
Well, and also the politicians are shocked, downright shocked that the people aren't listening to them on social distancing
mm-hmm.
and masks. Well, maybe, just maybe, this is a whole boy who cried wolf effect.
Maybe.
When you're telling us there's a wolf coming every day, whether there is one or not, but the whole aim of practical politics is to keep the people essentially freaked out with a series of monsters,
mm-hmm.
hobgoblins, that are real and perceived. And so I think, to a degree, there's a bit of a fatigue going on with not just the pandemic, the lockdowns, and the practical aspect of this, but the media itself, the politicians themselves. We don't buy it. Some of us are going to take it more seriously than others based on our own lights, our own understanding of the situation. Fine. For instance, sure. I saw that pool in, what was it, Missouri?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I wouldn't be at that pool.
Why not, Joey?
Nah, I'm good. Number one, even before virus or no virus, it's too many people.
Chances are somebody has peed in that pool.
It's too many people. And also, like, I'm not a pool guy. I'll go in the ocean, but I'm not a... Like,
really?
Yeah, maybe I'll do a pool if it's just me. Maybe I'll do a hot tub if it's more than just me.
If we're at some big Vegas party and they got the pool going and the hot chicks are in the pool.
There's always exceptions to the rule. There you go.
Right.
There you go.
Sure.
Coming up with exceptions to the rule. But generally speaking, unless it's the dirty, dirty Playboy mansion, I'm not getting in a big pool or the grotto or whatever. And, you know, seeing that, I am saying, hey, take responsibility.
Sure.
Take precaution. And when I saw that situation where everybody's stacked in on top of each other, I'm like, yeah, that could be an issue. Now, when I see folks on the beach laying in the sun on the sand and they're with their family or
right.
their close friends, and the media is like, you don't have a mask. Who cares?
Well, that's something, too. When you ever go hang out on the beach, do you, like, snuggle up next to the people next to you? Or you automatically give a little bit of space?
I automatically give people space.
Everybody does that.
Number one, you're
so
scantily clad.
Right.
Even if you're a guy just in some, you know, swim trunk.
Right.
And I do not wear a Speedo. Stop it with the rumors, Eddie.
You should. Just saying you've been working that
stop
body.
Stop that, too. All right?
Juicy.
You know. Anyway. It is incredible to see the media, well, they have created, I think, a crisis of authority. Folks are desensitized to your outrage, yeah. to your fear-mongering, even when there's a real threat. So maybe you should be looking in the mirror when it comes to folks not believing you. So 272-9228, 272-9228. But what my mind is on is what we are talking about with Rich Thomas, how Greg and Jay and Rich ended their show.
Yeah.
This launch, the Falcon 9 SpaceX launch, it's going to be the first manned private company spaceflight. Now, Elon Musk and SpaceX have gone through many, many tests in order to come to this day and to be working with NASA.
Many failures?
Oh, yeah. And actually, Elon Musk, not in a cheeky or sarcastic way, Virgin Galactic, Branson's company,
right.
They were trying to test out sending a craft into orbit, and it failed. Yep. I mean, they were able to abort it in a safe way, but they ignited their rocket. The rocket didn't take off. They're trying to actually launch it, I think, from a plane.
Yep.
And it didn't work. And Musk actually reached out to Branson publicly and said, hey, we, with our rockets, we tried three times and failed. Like, this is tough stuff. And so to kind of see that even amongst competitors in this very new, very expensive, capital-extensive space, it's good to see a little bit of camaraderie between those sorts of competitors. And so I was, you know, watching the news last night and seeing the astronauts who are going to be manning this flight. It's a dream come true. And not only is this an accomplishment of technology, it is, again, a testament to human spirit, to the courage, the ingenuity. You know, I, hypothetically, and, you know, Eddie can sit here. We can sit here and go, hey, yeah, I'd love to go to space.
Yeah.
But really, if somebody came to you seriously, like if Elon Musk walked up to Eddie Bader or anybody out there listening said, I'll pay you to go to space on my brand new rocket, I don't think most folks take him up on that.
No, you know.
It takes a special type of person.
It does. It really does. Especially once you're strapped in that seat and you know, hey, man, we're a minute away. It's getting real.
Right.
And, but I do like the new uniforms. Very modern look. You know?
It's very slick, state-of-the-art.
It's just been a while, I guess, since I've seen a real spacesuit.
Right.
You know, and it's nice to see that.
Well, and it's not like the shuttle. It's a small capsule on top of the rocket. And they've actually put in safety protocols that if there is a problem with the launch, the capsule can eject.
Yep.
So you can save people even if anything goes
wrong. I think they
can
do it from the ground or from the shuttle.
Right. But, I mean, some just quick facts. Number one, these Falcon 9 rockets that they'll be flying off in. The Falcon 9's all structures, engines, avionics, ground systems, designs, manufactured. They're all designed, manufactured, and tested here in the United States.
Yep.
U.S. made. Falcon 9 with a Dragon spacecraft is 48.1 meters, 157 feet tall. The vehicle from the COTS, the COTS-2 flight, is capable of producing 1 million pounds of thrust in a vacuum. Cutting-edge technology makes Falcon 9 the vehicle of choice for commercial and government customers. SpaceX has approximately 40 Falcon 9 missions on their manifest. Named for the Star Wars Millennium Falcon. See, and this is also Musk has got a sense of humor. He's got a pop culture sensibility about him. 9 refers to the 9 Merlin engines that power the first stage. 1 Merlin vacuum engine powers the second stage. Designed from day one to safely carry a crew. It's the first rocket completely designed for the 21st century. I mean, it's really, I love, you know, Musk sometimes a little flighty, a little spacey if you ever watch interviews with him. It's because the guy's got so much going on up there. And to have the ingenuity as a businessman for these astronauts to have this intrepid courage to get on this brand new thing and to be seeing the United States of America with private enterprise now sending men back up into space and not having to rely on the damn Ruskies.
Right.
It's a great day. But this is all in the context of all the things going on here on Earth, all the problems with the pandemic. Our politics continue to divide us. And by the way, it's not just the virus that's a problem. It is many of our lockdown policies that have not only created insecurity while we were trying to make people secure from the virus, for those here at home, economically speaking, but insecurity for millions, hundreds of millions around the globe. Not to mention all the other problems that bedevil us, like what we saw in Minneapolis with George Floyd. You know, life is strange sometimes, like a dream.
How do you see that ending, Joey?
They could be charged. They're already fired. Mm-hmm. And, I don't believe in mob justice. I believe in the system working. It's an imperfect system, but it's the best we got. So I'd imagine, I don't know if all four will be charged. Depends on exactly what happened. But from the video, we'll see. We'll see. I'm not a DA. I'm
just
not
curious,
a lawyer, but we'll see. Because he was picked up, George Floyd, for forgery.
Right.
He was in his car, a car, and the police, Minneapolis police, claim that he resisted arrest as they're trying to get him out of the vehicle. And then the video, essentially what you see is George Floyd on the ground with an officer on his knee on his neck. And even for the duration of the video, it seems way too long. And you don't see what transpired before that. But it just from officers reaching out to me this morning, it's not necessary.
I wouldn't think so.
It ended up taking a man's life.
I would think in that case, you know, once you have him neutralized, you put the cuffs on him and you put him in the car.
Right.
And they seem to be wanting a little justice there.
And, oh, by the way, Alabama politics continues. I'm telling you, the Tommy Tuberville, Jeff Sessions race, this is highly entertaining stuff.
Celebrity death match, baby. It's coming.
Highly entertaining stuff. It's turning into, I'll say it again, and I sound like a broken record, but if you want to understand politics in the era of Trump, then you need to understand professional wrestling. 272-9228. Let's go to Red Top. Hey, Red Top.
You know what, Joey? They come and ask me if I'm ready to launch on Rocky. I say, you better believe it.
You've been training. You got 0% body fat. You're hitting all those push-ups. You're eating that high-protein breakfast. I mean, you're ready to go.
Joey, I was doing my 30-second push-up, and I'd get my nose about an inch and a half from the floor and hold it there. You tell me, that's what you call fluid isometric.
Yes.
It's amazing. And there's not a muscle or tendon in your body that ain't tightened up and working for you at that moment. And, you know, you get up from that thing, you feel your whole core.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's good stuff. So you're welcome.
It's bad. I love it, man. You just got to go easy on yourself. But I was telling Dan yesterday, any man, 66-year-old man with a trampoline is going to be able to do one of these.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I know you very much are focused on this launch coming up at
3:33.
3:33.
This is just beyond belief. And I actually have two customers who are retired blunt engineers that worked on Pad 39A, which I don't know if people are aware. Blunt Corporation built those things from right here in Montgomery.
Oh,
so,
wow. Okay.
Oh, man. Montgomery is so full of blunt engineers, and they did a whole hell of a lot for the space program. So these guys are really fired up. And thank goodness they kept up the pace over all these years, which has been 50 years. And Elon Musk, I hope he gets the Nobel Prize. This man will be, so far, the greatest entrepreneur of the 21st century, hands down.
Right, and he's not a perfect man. That's what's interesting about this sort of thing, is that there are greats, and we need to be able to acknowledge people when they do great things.
Right.
It's always gone on, but it seems to be a trend even more so with social media and sort of cancel culture, these sorts of things, where, hey, if somebody does something amazing, you better believe there are just hordes of folks online looking for some way to ruin Elon Musk.
Oh, certainly, certainly.
And I don't understand that. Why can't we just accept a great accomplishment as a great accomplishment? Now, I might be speaking too soon. I don't want to jinx it.
Not crazy.
Well, if they don't launch today, they'll do it Saturday. But it looks like a really good system, and it's just so far advanced. And this is not simple, but simplified compared to what they're working on in Huntsville with the new moon rocket and the new moon launch. They got the really sophisticated stuff to go into high Earth orbit and get out to the moon. This is stuff nobody but NASA can touch. And that's where the excitement's going to be. And they're right. This is going to sidetrack all the rest of the news in the world, and people are, again, focused on the moon landing like they did in the 60s, which you guys didn't get a chance to experience, and you will. You will not believe what's going to happen to this world. Thank you, guys. Roll Tide. Go Trump.
Thank you, Red Top.
To your point, though, Joey, I think it's great that Elon Musk, of all people, have come out and done this. And you're right, he probably does have skeletons in the closet, just like we all do. But you've got, I hate to say it, but as a people, we are like crabs in a bucket.
Yeah.
I mean, if you see one crab start to get away, you grab him and you pull him back down in the bucket.
Yeah.
And that, I hate, that's something that just kills me about society.
Well, ask anybody who's been through like a 12-step program.
Yeah.
There are folks that you're going to have to cut them out of your life.
Yeah.
Some people do not like you changing, so to
right.
speak.
Right. Exactly right.
Yeah. And, and some folks just can't abide somebody having success. There's always got to be a little flaw. And, of course, there always is. We're denied perfection on this side of the Eden. But, you know, come on. Let's celebrate a great thing and not take these amazing accomplishments for granted.
Right.
It's something that's become important in my own life to keep my head on straight. And in this modern world full of, oh, yes, these depressing and tragic things that occur, again, we're denied perfection on this side of the Garden of Eden. We got to hold on to the great accomplishments and recognize the great accomplishments.
I agree. Recognize them.
And
especially in this day and time when we got what we got going on, we got negative all around us. Let's look at this positive and celebrate it.
Right, right. And hopefully think about the kids who will be watching this launch today and whose imagination might be captured and who might be inspired to take up where these astronauts, as they get older,
like
leave off.
Little Richie Thomas.
Yeah, there you go.
You know?
272-9228. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Bader in the house. Jack Campbell is going to try to call in a little later.
Good deal.
He had some business to attend
to. Some business.
Here early in the morn. This part of the program, in fact, this whole hour of News and Views, brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Still May, right? Still
yes,
May.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's still May. Yeah, it's May. It's the 27th.
Mm-hmm.
So that means you can still get 50% off a reopening special, 50% off on all video to DVD or digital file conversions. So whether you have old VHS, VHS-C, Betamax, 8mm tapes, or film, 8mm films, excuse me, or the little DV tapes.
That's what I'm thinking.
Any of this old stuff can be transferred into a DVD or digital file format for your computer, all at Dan Black Studios. And the work is done here at Dan Black Studios in Montgomery. That way you don't have to run the risk of, you know, using an internet company and sending off what are usually precious memories you're trying to preserve.
Yeah.
Run the risk of losing them in the mail or giving your money to some big box store corporation. No, use a great local small business that has been serving the River Region for 38 years. Now is the time to spend your money here locally, not out of state. Support local business. They support us. They support you. Let's support them. Call Dan Black Studios today at 279-6036, 279-6036, or go online to danblackstudios.net. And, hey, also ask them about if you got old tape cassettes.
Yeah.
Or old, even a bunch of CDs your car didn't play it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They can help you out there, too. Dan Black Studios getting it done. Great sponsor here of this hour of News and Views. More News and Views when we come back. 272-9228. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with the Real Estate Minute. Although we've all had to weather the pandemic storm of closed businesses and stay-at-home orders, houses are being sold at a surprisingly rapid rate here in our area. Our first quarter sales locally and statewide set new records again. According to Alabama Center for Real Estate, the statewide demand is up 7% for homes, and sales are up by record numbers. Just this week, we had multiple offers on our listing in Millbrook. It sold in days, not weeks or months. And as we have done since 2004, we have shot videos of homes for those who can't be present to see them. I sent videos to several of my out-of-state customers who need to move to our area but can't travel to see the homes in person. For more details of selling or buying a home, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225. That's 551-0225. Or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage Mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
2 years from now. Got any plans? I don't. But 2-year contracts make you plan around them anyway. What's even happening tomorrow? At WOW, we give contracts the modern touch by not having them. With us, not only do you get our super fast Internet 200 for a ridiculously low $44.99 a month, but you'll also get a $100 Visa prepaid reward card and safe contact-free installation. Sign up today at WOWWay.com.
WOW.
Limited offer for new customers with auto pay and paperless billing, equipment taxes and fees extra. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
Every home has have-to-dos and probably some want-to-dos. The Home Depot can help you do both with the things you need to make things work a little better or take care of something you've been meaning to do. Maybe do something to start summer. We have the low prices to make it all doable. Order online and get free delivery on orders over $45. Whatever you need to do or want to do, we can help you get it done. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Some delivery exclusions apply.
At Advance Auto Parts, we want to make sure your vehicle is ready to roll when you are. So when it's time to get back on the road, we offer free battery testing and installation with batteries starting at just $79.99. And right now, you can do your part to help a community hero stay on the road. Visit AdvanceAutoParts.com to nominate someone who deserves our support, and you could each win $1,000. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
From 9 till noon, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program, 272-9228.
Is that a flock of seagulls, everybody?
In fact, it is.
Lovely flock of seagulls. Yeah. When I was at 8, I wanted my hair to be the flock of seagulls' hair.
Why am I not surprised? Why am I not surprised? Again, the number 272-9228. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. The other voice in the house here, Eddie Bader.
Yeah, yeah.
Jack Campbell should be joining us a little bit later. Now, where we left off in the saga, what is becoming this just juicy. Mm-hmm. You want to call me juicy,
yeah,
but
buddy.
This Senate runoff for the Republican nomination to take on Doug Jones is just getting so juicy. A lot of zingers going back and forth. And we left you yesterday with Sessions essentially saying to Tuberville, it is time for you to stop running away and face me and the voters of Alabama. Sessions wants 5 different debates in all 5 media markets. But, of course, Jeff Sessions resisted calls to debate when he thought he was leading the first go-around, the first vote. And that's generally a good rule of thumb in politics. Unless you have to debate, don't debate.
Too
now,
risky.
Little old me, little old Joey, I always liked debate. Come on, let's have it out.
But you don't have a political guy in your ear going, no, Joey, we don't want to debate.
Right. Well, no, but if somebody asked me, would you like to see Jeff Sessions and Tommy Tuberville debate?
I would.
Yes. I would love to see that. But Tuberville said, now that he is leading in the polls pretty strongly, just like, well, Sessions thought he was leading in the polls pretty strongly when we first went into this primary, Tuberville said, quote, if coaching taught me anything, it's that you don't let the losing team dictate the game when you're sitting on a lead. Ooh.
I love that one, too.
Buzzing.
That was a good line.
Woo! Oh, but then Sessions.
Yep.
Zings back, baby.
Savage, man.
Oh, listen to this. Oh, but I mean, deep, though.
Yeah.
Not just savage, vicious.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, this is what Sessions writes back. If watching you coach taught me anything, it's that you're no good at sitting on a lead. That's why you finished 5-7 and 4-8 in your last seasons at Auburn and Cincinnati. If you were too weak to debate, You do not deserve to represent the people of Alabama. Thus spake Jefferson Beauregard Sessions.
Mm.
This is just fantastic. I mean, why should they have to debate, though? This Twitter battle
right
now.
Yeah, you had
a
really good thought with that, Joey. We can, you can debate all day long right now live.
Yeah, with all these sick burns.
Yeah.
Now, I never thought 60-year-olds in that demographic would be on Twitter just trading barbs and sick burns over college football records.
The only thing...
I mean, this is highfalutin stuff right here.
I feel like one of them is typing their own stuff, and one of them's got somebody's grandkid in there typing theirs.
Really?
That's my belief.
Okay. Okay. No, I think Sessions got to be. Don't let that shucks persona like
that. He probably coming up with the line, but he's got someone else putting the polishing on.
Maybe so. Maybe so. But don't let Sessions all shucks, you know, honorable persona. I mean, he is an honorable man. I'm not going to deny him that. There's actually a guy, Peter Schweizer. He's done the book Clinton Cash.
Yes.
He recently wrote all about the Bidens. My favorite book of his is called Extortion. He lays out how money in politics is a problem, but power in politics brings the money in.
Of course.
There are people with money who try to buy access and privilege and these sorts of things like they did with the Clinton Foundation. But there are also people in power who use that power to extort those with money. For instance, you try becoming a multi-billion dollar company and not have a lobbying firm in D.C., they're going to own you.
Right, I just don't think you can do that.
Right, and in fact, companies that have tried that in the past, say like Microsoft, no, we don't want to lobby. We don't play your game, just leave us alone. No, they couldn't abide that in D.C. No. We're going to go after you with antitrust and everything. You're giving away a web browser for free on your software?
How dare you?
How dare you?
Yep.
So to see this back and forth going on Twitter, and also Twitter itself is in the news.
Oh, yeah.
Because they fact-checked President Donald J. Trump. Not over him bringing up Joe Scarborough maybe killed his intern.
No.
Which is, I would say, I put that in the category of Trump burns. So many sick burns. I put that in the category of Trump burns. Along with, I think Ted Cruz's dad helped kill JFK.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it. David Pecker, Mr. Pecker, and the National Enquirer are saying, I'm just telling you what I read. And there are a lot of people on the internet talking about Psycho Joe.
And Trudeau being Fidel's son.
Right. It's that category of Trump. And I don't think it's going to bring him down now. But that's not what Twitter actually fact-checked. They fact-checked the mail-in voting claims and opinion the president has.
Okay.
Where he said it's ripe for fraud. And in fact, there are old clips of folks like Jerry Nadler. Mm-hmm. There was a commission in 2005. Now, there are some states that have more people who mail in ballots that seem to be working out all right.
I could see your real rural places like the Dakotas where, you know, you got one guy every 1,000 miles.
But it does make sense. If you don't have a bottleneck in a sort of machine-based system that's counting, and then you have the paper backups. If it's all just paper and people are administering these things, not in a controlled environment.
Right.
I think in Alabama it's pretty stringent. You need two witnesses to do absentee. It's pretty stringent. So we'll see what states try to really push for mail-in voting. But the president's saying, hey, it's ripe for fraud. And I don't think he's wrong on that, just in a hypothetical, theoretical sense. And in fact, we've seen cases of fraud with mail-in voting. But because we don't do that, we don't see mass instances. The idea that we would rush to do this, though, of course it would be ripe for fraud.
Why wouldn't it be?
Why wouldn't it be?
Yeah.
But Twitter said, hey, they post it right under Trump's tweet.
Uh-huh.
Get the facts on mail-in voting. And according to our sources.
Facts.
At CNN and the Washington Post, the president is full of crap. Oh, really? Okay. Well, Trump is not taking too kindly to this. And here's the thing. I believe the critiques of Twitter, of Facebook, of Google, all this is true.
Oh, yeah.
That they play favorites. They try to nudge and wink and nod their political agenda. YouTube just jumped the shark and said, if you contradict the WHO whatsoever, we're going to take down your post. Absurd stuff. But we've had this conversation plenty of times before. For instance, this is what the president tweeted just about 18 minutes ago. Twitter has now shown that everything we have been saying about them and their compatriots is correct. Big action to follow. So my question is, what sort of big action? How, in fact, do you regulate Twitter, Facebook,
the internet,
Google? Yeah, big platforms on the internet in general, mm-hmm. without creating more problems.
I don't see you can, Joey.
Because here's what I'm worried about, folks, is we create new rules, and essentially you apply what used to be applied to radio, the fairness doctrine,
right.
to internet platforms. Well, the fairness doctrine wasn't always
all
completely
fair.
Right.
So
I don't like what Twitter's doing. It does seem to be a lot of truth to the criticism. I really do think it's true that they only tend to fact check people on the right
mm-hmm.
and mainstream right wingers or Republicans or people like Donald Trump. Now, the left wing retort to that, the Democratic retort to that, is, of course, that, well, we stick by the facts. We're smarter. That's probably the glib answer. But I do not think government regulation, for the most part, is the great answer to this. And also, there's been talk about folks wanting to remove the Communications Act, Section 230, liability protections. And so, okay, instead of them being a platform for publishing, we're going to label, say, Twitter as a publisher who can be sued for what is put on their website. My question is, how would that solve the problem? Wouldn't that make Twitter and their compatriots, as the president puts it, more risk-averse on what is allowed on their platforms if they can be sued for whatever's put up there? I think we need to come up, if we're going to have any sort of rule, a very narrow rule, as narrow as possible, light touch, because if we do anything bigger than that, I think you create more problems than the, yes, real problem we have right now. And let's also put it this way, Eddie. As soon as Twitter fact-checked the president,
yeah,
everybody knew about it. Everybody knew about it. It's on Fox News. It's on every talk radio show. It's all over other sites on the internet. It's not like, oh, Twitter did this and nobody noticed. So conservatives are still able, thank God, to get their voice out there and be heard. Just, this is a constant theme for me. There are a lot of problems in this world, whether you're a Democrat or Republican. Before you run to the government, especially the national, the federal government, be sure that the way you're going to try to solve those problems is not going to create more problems that actually end up limiting your speech and freedom of expression even more. We will see. 272-9228. Again, this hour of news and views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Call them today at 279-6036, 279-6036, and we'll look to take advantage of 50% off on all video transfers to digital format, whether it's old VHS or Betamax, even 8mm film, 16mm film, whatever old analog format you got, you can bring it into the digital future. 50% off a reopening special after closing down for a short time during the pandemic. Thank you again to Dan Black, Dan Black Studios, for being a great sponsor here of News and Views. More News and Views when we come back.
I wonder if Dan Black does those big giant laser discs. Remember those
things
back in the day?
Maybe he does. Man, that's a specialty one. We need to ask him.
Yeah, that's a big one.
But Bud, Billy, you two hold on. 272-9228 if you want to get in.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens for Montgomery Paint and Body. For over 35 years, the Turner family at MPB has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better after a collision. And for just about all those 35 years, I've entrusted my vehicles to MPB because I know they will do it right. Donnie, Holly, and Brandon Turner are open at this time to take care of your vehicle repairs. But a lot has changed since MPB opened their doors. Insurance companies do things differently when it comes to a claim for body repair. To help save time, MPB asks that you call ahead to schedule an appointment to come in. By doing so, they can discuss your provider's procedures and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
Confidence. Peace of mind. A way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air is open and here for you. Dixie is working with increased safety practices. From our family to yours, let's keep our homes and businesses safe. Visit calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
This is Frank Bertarelli. We'd like to take time out to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their years of help in growing our business. Over 25 years with Zap Pest Control and still growing thanks to Blue Water Broadcasting.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our better-than-normal rain chances are locked in for the next few days. Today, scattered showers and thunderstorms will be most numerous in the afternoon and evening hours. Then they'll fade out in the nighttime hours. The showers will keep the temperatures down a little bit. Low to mid-80s today. I think we'll be down to 68 tonight. High tomorrow in the mid-80s. Showers and thunderstorms likely just about any time on Thursday. And still a better-than-normal chance on Friday, too. We'll be in the upper 80s Friday. And over the weekend, the number of storms will start to thin out. In fact, by Sunday, I think we're primarily dry. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
There are those that think I'm a very stable genius.
There are those who think that, Mr. President. Thank you for reminding us. Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Eddie Bader. Let's go straight to the phones, Eddie.
Aye.
272-9228. Let's go first in line, Bud. Hey, Bud. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Morning.
How are you doing today, sir?
I'm great. There's a lot going on, and I'm excited
about
it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I loved your analogy as far as with the Twitter back and forth between sessions.
Yeah.
And...
Well, before you keep going, Doug Jones really needs to get in on this Crossfire Hurricane. Like, hit it while the iron's hot, Doug.
Like one of those run-in matches?
Yeah, just jump right in.
Run in, do a
quick
slap,
I love the way that the Sessions campaign wanted to liken this to Tuberville's coaching career, his final years. And so I want to bring Sessions into the football world because, let's face it, if you are hired as a voted in, I call it hired, as a senator, you serve a six-year term, just like a coach might be hired into a six-year contract. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's look at Sessions. He was elected to a six-year term, and he bailed on his contract after only 2 years. Kind of sounds like Lane Kiffin in Tennessee when he decided to go to USC.
Well, and he got a better offer in the same way Coach Tuberville got better offers.
Right,
and went to different gigs.
He was in not government business, so he's motivated by money and what he thought he could do.
Honestly, when you look at Sessions' personal story and arc and his political career, the AG job was his dream job.
Right. That's what he wanted.
Absolutely.
And the Kislyak screw job, just ruined it for him.
Right.
True. But he did bail 2 years into his six-year contract with the Citizens of Alabama.
Exactly.
Being hired as, and
we couldn't do anything about it.
That's correct. And that's exactly, again, if you want to compare when his Sessions, sir, the dude said he finished this on his last year and he finished this on his year before last. No, senators, and very especially so, their six-year contract, and they think the citizens are very stupid. So I can really mess things up 2 years, 3 years, 4 years into this six-year contract we have with the citizens of Alabama. But the citizens are kind of stupid. And so more likely they will forget what I did the first 1, 2, 3, or 4 years and really key in on the final time before I'm heading into reelection. And so that's one problem I have with the Sessions campaign saying, oh, look what Tuberville did. Okay. Well, Sessions, let's look what you did. You bailed in away from the citizens after 2 years into a six-year contract because you were elected to represent the citizens of Alabama for 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so you bailed after 2 years. No difference than any other head coach that left their university to go to a better paying job. So that's apples to apples, not apples to oranges. Second of all, let us look like, since you wanted to look at Tubbs,
mm-hmm.
his final 2 years, very bad coaching record, let's look at the final 3 years, the past 3 years of this nation, because you so wanted to be the attorney general, to put that on your resume. Listen, I've met Sessions face-to-face. I shook his hand at Prattville High School when we were both Tea Party. Well, I was a Tea Party member. I was part of the 4 million people that went to Washington, D.C. in 2009 to protest Obamacare and his agenda and everything like that. And at that time, I really thought Sessions was one of us. And we were both in the men's restroom at Prattville High School. Mm-hmm. I introduced myself, told him everything about it. I really admire you, blah, 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 blah. Well, thank you for your support, et cetera. But because you were so eager to be attorney general. Listen, if Sessions said, Mr. President, I want to be your attorney general, but I may have to recuse myself because I was so involved in your political party, your election campaign, I will have to recuse myself, and Trump still hired him as attorney general, I would have no problem whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
But my opinion is, I can't prove this, but Sessions wanted to be the attorney general so bad he kept his mouth shut. And as a result of that, you know, we say Tubbs had losing seasons for his past 2 years. This nation has had a losing season politically to the damage done to the political process, to the structure of transitioning from one party to another administration coming in. Because we would never, let me tell you, if Attorney General Barr was our Attorney General from day one, there never would have been a special prosecutor. Because he would have said, this is incorrect, there's no evidence of this. And because Sessions so desperately wanted that Attorney General on his resume, he allowed this country to be dragged through the mud for the past 3 years. He allowed a coup. I mean, let's put it like it is. Mm-hmm. For the first time in 237 years, this nation's went through a coup because one party did not like who was a duly elected president coming in from the opposition party.
Well, and the outgoing administration used the spying and counter-surveillance powers of the United States national security teams in order to look for crimes. And when no crimes were found, they created crimes out of whole cloth and tried to get people caught in perjury traps and rumor and innuendo traps. That was exactly what the Kislyak screw job was. That they sprung on Jeff Sessions. And then you add into it all these obstruction traps the Mueller team was laying for the president. Mueller knew very quickly they had nothing on Russia. So, I mean, this is just, this is not, if we had to go through all this in order to vindicate the nation, I don't know how much it's vindicating us. I think it's just drug us further and further apart. But I got to run. Great call.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Now, Sessions maintains that he did not know before he was sworn in. He did not know until he was a few days on the job that this was an actual active investigation. I wonder if he looked at, say, underlying documents. I imagine he didn't. But again, it's not as clean as just following the rule. It was because of the Kislyak trap, the Kislyak screw job sprung on him by the national press on March the 1st. He recuses on March the 2nd, citing the rule. So it's not quite as clean as some folks are remembering, though I think the president remembers. We got to hit a break here, but actually, Billy, you've been patient. I'll go to you real quick. How you doing? No, he's not there.
Yeah, I think he jumped to four.
Hey, Billy.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Good. How you doing?
You know, you can tell a lot about a man's character when he has to, when he's on the ropes. And it's clear through the multiple interviews that Jeff Sessions has on your show, the following show, the man is truly desperate. He's desperate. And here's my question. Okay, how long has this man been in the political, how long has his political career been? Over 20 years? 23 years?
He was in the Senate for 20 years.
Okay, how much is this man worth today? What's his net worth?
I have no idea off the top of my head. No idea.
Do you think he'll have to get up every morning and punch a clock the way 98% of us do in the listening audience?
Nope.
Okay, then that man needs to get the hell out.
Actually, real quick, Billy, I forgot to finish a point I was making earlier. With Peter Schweizer, the guy wrote all these books on the Bidens, on the Clintons, all the corruption in D.C., how politicians extort big companies, he looked at everybody, and this is kind of a just boiling it down. The book's much better than what I'm about to say. He looked at everybody in the Senate, in Congress, you know, all 500-plus of them. The one guy he couldn't find anything on was Jeff Sessions. So I think that is to Jeff Sessions' credit.
Well, that's fine and dandy, but the man made a career, a good living off our votes, okay? And he really rubbed a lot of people wrong.
Right.
And when President Trump came out and called him a disaster, that's all I need to hear.
Okay.
That's all I need to hear.
Very good. Well, thank you, Billy.
Thank you.
272-9228. We got to hit our top of the hour break here. JD, another Billy. Hold your horses. Don't be a hero. Unless you're getting aboard the Falcon 9 and flying off into the final frontier. Man, that's so cool.
I'd love to do it, but I don't know, John.
Are we allowed to wear diapers?
Exactly.
More news and views when we come back. 272-9228 if you want to get in. Again, this hour, news and views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Y'all call them today. Take advantage of 50% off all video to digital format transfers. 50% off reopening special for the month of May, but you got to call them at 279-6036, 279-6036. Thank you to Dan Black for sponsoring this hour of news and views.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Sounds like a job for AC Pilot Choir.
Turn to the experts at AC Pilot Choir and Carrier to save up to $1,850 on a new Carrier AC and heating system. Or get 0% financing up to 60 months with approved credit. Plus, get a 10-year parts and labor warranty on your new system when you sign a maintenance agreement. Contact AC Pilot Choir for details. ACPilotChoir.com.
Sounds like a job for AC Pilot Choir.
License number 84417.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies or videos, and you've been wanting to have them converted to DVD? If so, we can help you. We've been in business for over 35 years here in Montgomery, and all work is done in our facility.